is my Excel bill paid, buddy. That's what I really want. That's what I really want. You know what I'm saying? It's like, guess what? If you really accepted your freedom, and as you let yourself receive your freedom, it is no way all of these other things in the world will not be healed. All the way down to Excel bill. Because all those things are a form of limitation if they bring you fear. And you being limited or afraid is never God's will.
But check this out. He said,
thank you for sharing with me, y'all. Thank you so much for sharing with me and my full-time ministry with the courts. I live off the love offers. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Right. So love's appreciation. But today what you said was then appreciation is letting the other person know they deserve to be safe, innocent. That their behaviors are cause for love.
Yeah,
that,
like,
is appreciation.
That is appreciation.
It's not gratifying, but
why would I want to be in a relationship with someone that I would not want to be a witness to their beauty? You know what I'm saying? Why would I even want to be in a relationship with somebody that if someone told me treat that person lovingly, and I reacted to that as if that was a sacrifice?
Because of my past.
Because of the past. Because people have learned that love is sacrifice. So if you really want to be a really loving person, you would sacrifice a lot. If you think love is sacrifice and you want to be a really loving person, then you're going to look subconsciously for a lot of ways to sacrifice so you can be more loving. If you see yourself as really beginning to understand the true meaning of love, you will start to want to only do what you really will to do. You go from, I'm going to do all a bunch of stuff all day long that I really don't want to do for people who don't really appreciate it, to I'm going to do only what I really want to do that I love and appreciate. And then you watch, oh, your whole reality just changed to something so cool. It'd be ridiculous.
It's like the bees that don't know the bees have no idea that they're pawning flowers, but they're actually just going after their version of joy, that sweet flower here, that sweet flower there, and sort of along the way they just happen to be in conflict with the purpose of pawning everything in yours. Wow. Everything needs to go up.
So this section is a section that helps you make the transition from special relationships to relationships that are happy relationships. But it does not get rid of your relationships, or is saying you cannot have special relationships. The Course is only trying to get rid of as much pain and fear as you will allow it to be out of the relationship, so that the love is effortless, because there is nothing to block it. There's nothing between you and that person to keep the love from coming through, because the lens has been cleaned. Mm-hmm. And so you're about to attract more and more people who will be loving, because it's now time for you to learn how to let more love in. And to let more love in, there have to be more love coming at you. That's the only way you can do that test. So you're about to be tested in your capacity to receive peace and love. And that's what this section is about, showing us the difference between drawing a fearful relationship to yourself and finally only drawing relationships that are loving, or how to transform them. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this section. It's very, very powerful. So tonight we got a prosperity class at 7 o'clock that David Cyber does. It's awesome. And then I do my next class at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And I continue. And then Sunday at 1 o'clock. And I'm also available for one-on-one sessions.
Thanks,
Rob. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And don't feel like you have to... I love it when we acknowledge ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And don't feel like you have to jump and run. You know, you can just cool out if you need to, and if you need to run, that's okay. But it's good to connect with people.